what's it all for?
Various artists.
Various Rooms, Room 1997 to 2022, is a new publication covering the first 25 years of Room Gallery and Project Space. Established in 1997, Room is Aotearoa's longest-running artist-run space. The gallery seeks to engage with the practices, discourses, and modes of presentation that aren't well-supported or easily accessible in Tāmaki Makaurau, placing the work of local emerging artists alongside more seasoned practitioners. The publication Room 25 is a non-exhaustive selection of scans and screenshots from the Room archives, both physical and digital, presented in broadly chronological order. Published by Room with the support of CNZ, the book includes posters, photos, plans, invites, and a few letters and emails from Room's earliest days through to its current form. I spoke with longtime member Nina Dyer about the book and the history of Room and artist-run initiatives in Aotearoa.
Kia ora, my name is Nina Dyer. I've been part of the Room or REM Board of Facilitators since around 2021. And yeah, thank you for having me today.
Thank you so much for joining me. Just firstly, the histories of artist-run spaces are often fleeting, unrecorded and elusive. Established in 1997, Room is Aotearoa's longest-running artist-run space. But before it was Room, the Room we know today, it was Room 3, Room 212, Room 401 and then Room 103. Can you tell me a bit about Room Gallery's origin story?
Yeah, so as you've noted, Room has been around since 1997, which is really quite an amazing feat for an artist-run initiative or an ARI. It's been through various iterations of boards of facilitators, so groups of artists who come together to platform a number of exhibitors every year and projects. And alongside that, it's also been growing quite an incredible physical archive. So each time somebody exhibits at the gallery, they can leave behind some documentation or some ephemera from their exhibition or from their project. And that forms part of the physical archive, which is currently held on site at number 3 Samoa House Lane. But in the past, I think the space has travelled through or called lots of different places home before. So previously it was above Real Groovy at 438 Queen Street. And it often has occupied different spaces that were perhaps former office spaces that now lend themselves well to presenting experimental various media artworks, from installation to moving image and painting, printmaking, all sorts.
And there's a bit of like an intergenerational nature to Room. In the past, some more senior artists have chosen to be a part of Room exhibitions, and younger members and contributors have gone on to be very successful after their time at Room. In this way, the gallery has become almost like an incubator for new generations of artists. With regards to this, what is Room's ethos?
It's very much a springboard for artists who haven't had a lot of experience in public galleries before. Quite often recent graduates will be putting in their first exhibition or project proposal when they apply to exhibit with Room. And in the sense, it's a really good incubator, as you say, for early career artists, and that's definitely a big part of the kaupapa. What we aspire to do is platform artists who aren't well represented in the Tāmaki Makaurau art scene. And something else that we've realised over time is that by exhibiting more seasoned practitioners who, say, perhaps might have dealer representation but also have an idea for a project that wouldn't fit so well into a commercial gallery space, by platforming those artists alongside more emerging career talents, it just creates a more diverse audience and a more rigorous discourse between early career or emerging artists and those who have more experience. So, yeah, it's quite a nice idea having that intergenerational dialogue. And also I think it speaks to the idea of support and the way that support is often a reciprocal system. So, I mean, more experienced practitioners always have things to learn from those who are just starting out and vice versa. So, yeah, good to have a bit of both in the mix.
Totally. And running an artist-run initiative can have some difficulties, but as we've just spoken to, it's also incredibly rewarding. What are some of the challenges that Room has overcome over the years?
I mean, I think most artist-run initiatives, their biggest challenges that they face are often holding on to physical spaces or venues, particularly when there's a very competitive, seemingly never-ending increase in competition for real estate and for empty space. This is always a challenge. So as you've noted, Room has moved through various spaces over the years and has only managed to do so through the support of landlords who really get it, who are really supportive of the kaupapa and understand, you know, the importance of artist-run initiatives in the broader central city. And as well as that, funding is always a big one. Most artist-run initiatives start out without any funding, and a core part of our kaupapa is also that all of the facilitators are volunteering their time. So everyone does it as a labour of love, if you will. And in that sense, it's a sustainable organisation because people who have the capacity to put forward and support other artists do so. And when they find that their capacity starts being taken up by other projects, other people come in, and that way it seems to have managed over this long history of over 25 years of having rotating and revolving board members or facilitators who commit their time. And so, yeah, it's amazing that it's remained a sustainable practice for so long, and we hope it remains so for many more years.
Now let's talk a little bit more about this new book, Various Rooms, Room 1997 to 2022. The book is a non-exhaustive selection of scans and screenshots from the Room archives over its first 25 years. Can you tell me a bit more about the scope of the book and what it covers?
Yeah, so it's non-exhaustive in the sense that if it were to cover all of the exhibition ephemera from all of those years, it would be many, many thousands of pages. Instead, it is a sort of a snapshot of the years 1997 to 2022. And what you're seeing is a somewhat random mixture of exhibition posters and invites, plans for different spaces, emails even, a lot of really interesting content from past exhibitions that sort of provide a representation of each year without being exhaustive. So that started over lockdown or over COVID, where one of the facilitators of the board, they were scanning a lot of the archival contents of the physical archives, so a lot of the smaller artworks and ephemera that had been left at Room, and they were scanning and uploading those so that more people could engage with the archive in that way. And a whole lot of unlabeled slides were also found around that time in the storeroom, which was really exciting. So another project was established where the slides were scanned and uploaded to the website, and people from the public could comment on them and, identify, say, certain artworks or exhibitions, or whether they were their own or they had participated in them, you know, back in the 90s or the early 2000s. And, yeah, I think through those processes and also through a collaborative project with Blindside, which is an artist-run space in Melbourne, where we were looking at the different ways that ARIs can operate and sustain themselves in different contexts. Through those projects, we realised that there was not currently an exhaustive record of Room through all its iterations. So this is not an attempt to be a complete record, but something which really captures the essence of each changing board and the different years that it's traversed.
Beautiful. I'm so excited to get my hands on a copy. It looks incredible. And yeah, the scope is insane. And I really love that idea of engaging with the community, because it does kind of tend to be the nature of having an artist-run space and having so many people come through. You're not necessarily going to know what all the archive is. So I love that it's such a involved process with everyone from past and present. But I also wanted to talk about like the importance of ARIs in Aotearoa. People like to debate what was the first artist-run space, but one of the first was established by Billy Apple, a New Zealander, of course, and he set up his space Apple in 1969 in New York, ran it for 4 years to provide independent and experimental alternative space for the presentation of his own work and the work of others. There is a long history of artist-run spaces and initiatives that have operated across Aotearoa. What do you think the importance of artist-run gallery spaces is specifically in New Zealand is?
I think the really key function that they serve would be to provide a very free and experimental platform for artist projects, and this may be why it lends itself so well to emerging practitioners who are sort of exploring their practice and new ways of making and thinking. And the way that the structure of an artist-run space really facilitates that is through the sort of the rather passive mode of facilitating and platforming projects. So as the board of facilitators, we're there to support artists and be there to really platform them without dictating how they might present their work and their ideas. So as opposed to a more formalized gallery or institution, we have a more hierarchical structure with a director or a gallery manager, various other positions, and there's a sort of concrete professionalism that pervades the institution. On the other hand, in artist-run space, it's a much more democratic, non-hierarchical structure where there's no kind of overhead directive which shapes the project. So it's very much artists are coming into a blank canvas, if you will, where they can really make the most of it and have quite a lot of freedom to try new things and experiment. And failure is something that's also completely accepted. So, yeah, I think the Room 25 publication captures that in a way. It's really a testament to the success of all the individual projects that have taken place over the years, and just the massive number of people who have contributed their time and energy and tried new things and made new connections. And yeah, it's quite a great testament to all of that energy that's quite unique to an artist-run space, she wouldn't necessarily get elsewhere. The pre-orders for Room 25 are currently open. I think if you'd like to pre-order and secure one now, you can go onto the Room website, which is just room.org.nz, and submit a pre-order form. You can also find us on Instagram if you look up REM Gallery, and it's $40 for a copy. If you pre-order, you can secure one, and there's only 200 copies. So, recommend doing so quickly if you're interested.
That was longtime member of Room Gallery, Nina Dyer, speaking to me about a new publication of the gallery's first 25 years. Various Rooms, Room 1997 to 2022, launches on the 12th of April, and all proceeds go to the gallery. You can pre-order now via their website or Instagram at room.gallery.